Good morning. Today we turn our focus to the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians 5:22-23. The question I want us to keep at the back of our minds is, are we allowing the Holy Spirit to produce this fruit in us? With all that is happening in the world today, all the struggles, testings, and trials, and how easily we can get distracted, I wonder if we are surrendering completely to the Holy Spirit for Him to lead and direct us. Or is it that the filling or anointing we're seeking from the Holy Spirit is a one-off thing and not something continually done? It is time we surrender to the Holy Spirit and live by Him. I am reading from Galatians 5:16-23. It reads, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. This is the word of the Lord. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is a result of the Holy Spirit's presence in the life of a Christian. The Bible makes it clear that everyone receives the Holy Spirit the moment he or she believes in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:13 states, in him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. When we come to Christ, the Holy Spirit fills us and he begins to produce good fruit in us. He begins to work in us, sanctifying us and making us more like Jesus. As we pursue God and follow after him with our whole hearts, the Holy Spirit continues to produce more and more good fruit in us. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is in direct contrast with the works or acts or doings of the flesh. The flesh is used to refer to the sinful nature that is part of our fallen world, which includes the mind and the soul. Our sinful nature produces certain types of works or acts that reflect our nature, and the Holy Spirit produces a type of fruit that reflects His nature. The Christian life is a battle of the sinful nature against the new nature given by Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It was Jesus who said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. As fallen humans, we are still trapped in a body that desires sinful things. As Christians, we have the Holy Spirit producing His fruit in us, and we have the Holy Spirit's power available to conquer the acts of the sinful nature. Now, as we look at the passage, let us make some observations. Works of the flesh is plural. There is a list of these works. Not everybody does all of those things all the time. It is a list you can choose from. We often say that sinners are not free. They are bound by their sins, but they do have the freedom to choose their sin. But on the other hand, the fruit of the Spirit is singular. The fruit of the Spirit is singular because while you can pick and choose sins when you're living by the sinful nature, but when you're operating in the Spirit, you don't pick and choose fruit. It all comes as a package deal. Another thing to note is that the works of the sinful nature are evident. When we see persons doing these things, we know they are not led by the Holy Spirit. There's a long list with more to be added, but they are evident. When we see people committing adultery, clearly it is a work of the sin nature. when fornication, lewdness, and lasciviousness, which is unrestrained sexual desires, become mainstream, surely it is a work of the sin nature. And the same can be said for adultery, witchcraft, hatred, contentions, jealousies, oath, bursts of wrath, drunkenness, envy, and murder, and the list goes on. We have to make a clear distinction. If we walk by the Spirit, then we will not fulfill the lust of the sin nature. It should not be that we are quick to have outbursts of wrath, especially when things do not go our way, or when we are inconvenienced, or when we get a bad drive on the road. It should not be that we are the main ones causing contentions at home and at church. Neither should it be that we are easily given to hatred or malice. These are of the sin nature, not of the Holy Spirit. Rather, we should be living by the Spirit of God, where He can produce that fruit in us. As Christians, this fruit should be evident and at the same time should be an identifier that we belong to Jesus Christ. John 15, verse 4 to 5, our Lord says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." Now, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. But I cannot help but wonder if Christians would deny themselves daily, surrender to the Holy Spirit, and allow Him to produce this fruit in us, how different our walk and witness about Jesus Christ would be. I wonder how different our marriages, our family conversations, our interactions at church, and even the workplace, and when we are waiting at the tax office or other business places would be. I would like for us to turn our focus on the first in the list of the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. Love is first in the list because love is the greatest, according to 1 Corinthians 13. It's the word agape. It is love at the highest level. This is the noblest kind of love, and this is the kind of love that is characteristic of God. Often people view love as emotional stimulation, but a reading of 1 Corinthians 13 puts in perspective this love that we ought to have, and interestingly, it is addressed to the church, the people who are indwelled by the Holy Spirit. It reads, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." This is the love that is the noblest of all loves. It means you seek only the best for everyone around you. You endure anything and everything. You believe the best about everyone. You speak the best about everyone. You sacrifice yourself even to the point of giving up your life for others. This is the essence of agape love. If the Holy Spirit is producing this fruit in you, this is the kind of love you will have. Romans 5, verse 5 also says, "The love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us." If you're walking in the Spirit, you will love. You will love everyone. The reason you have divine love in you is because you have Christ in you. You have the Spirit in you. And if you're walking in the Spirit, walking in obedience to Christ, you will radiate love everywhere. Is that what you are known for? He loves greatly, or she loves much. If it isn't, you are not walking by the Spirit. Love will be manifestly visible when you're walking by the Spirit. For the Christian, I ask, are we allowing the Holy Spirit to produce this fruit in us? For the unsaved, will you give your life to Jesus Christ today? Receive salvation and power from the Holy Spirit so he can free you from the bondage of sin.